I want to welcome everyone to session 9 of our 12-week program. This too will prove to be another excellent session, and so many people want to attain their goals, but because they feel they might not deserve to be successful or deserve to be truly happy, they just can't seem to follow through consistently and make them a reality. And Gary will assist us in understanding what we can do to get this under control and be able to help others we may know with this challenge. And we won't stop there. How often have you worked towards following through on your goals and you realize that it seemed to be a lot harder than you expected? Most of us have experienced this from time to time. We may not have stopped to determine what the price is that we would have to pay to attain our goals. And this, too, can cause us to prematurely quit. And Gary's going to help us to prevent this from happening. He'll do this by sharing with us ways in which we can determine the price that we have to pay for our dreams and then figure out if it's really worth it for us or not. And his answers might surprise you. So let's pay really close attention to session 9, you guys. Get in a quiet place, get your pens and paper, and welcome. And this is such a great honor for me, Gary. You've just been awesome. But welcome personal growth expert and life strategist, Gary Cox.
Well, once again, thanks. And it's nice. I think you're the only one that's been on here twice for the intro. So good for you.
I don't know why.
And I appreciate your time and support again.
Yep. Well, thank you.
And we, like you mentioned, have so many people from all over the world. And to all of you, thank you so much for the time that you're spending here. I do apologize for the adjustment in time. I'm trying to, of course, make all this happen and adjust it with my schedule and meetings and traveling and so forth. But we are here, so let's go. Session 9, can you imagine that? We're pretty much on our third month already. Time is flying. Let's do a quick review on some of the information that we discussed last week. Last week was about helping other people. Too often in life, you know, we really focus on ourselves and our goals, but we really need to be more fulfilled in life. And to do that, I think the answer comes in helping other people. I really enjoyed the information that I shared with regards to a quote from Oprah. You remember that? Fill your own well so your cup can run over to help others. We're not going to be able to help others if we don't help ourselves. We have to do things to help ourselves. We have to enjoy our life. We have to take time to refuel mentally, physically, spiritually, and the likes. That was what last week's call was about. This week, we're going to go to a whole nother subject. Let's start off on Lesson 9, page 1. Hopefully, you've been able to retrieve the information off the website. And the first thing that we're going to talk about on tonight's session is the information that we've taken from Session 1. Here we go. How much do I truly feel I deserve it? How much do I truly feel, put the word deserve it, how much do I truly feel I deserve it? If you were with us on Session 1, what did you put down there for your evaluation? Did you put a 2 or a 3? Well, if you did, I hope by now we're starting to get to maybe a 5 or a 6 or maybe more. Did you put down a 6, 7, or 8? Well, if you did, hopefully you're starting to increase that also. You know, it's an interesting thing about should we or how we should or how we feel about deserving things. Too often in life, we don't really understand the correlation. You know, we get a little screwed up. Let me give you a neat example. You know, there's some people who really, really appreciate art and what art has to offer. And there was an interesting example, true story, by the way. The painting, in fact, it's not even really a painting, it's just a cartoon that Leonardo da Vinci had drawn, and it was actually put in a gallery in London, and someone had damaged this cartoon with a shotgun. Can you imagine this cartoon was worth over $30 million? And I can promise you, after somebody found that this cartoon had been damaged, there was not one person that said, you know, I think we ought to throw this thing away. By no means. This had been around for nearly 500 years, and immediately they began to restore this. Why? Because people appreciated this precious fine art. It's the same thing with ourselves. We really need to see that we are worth more than just a cartoon. Sometimes we see the value in paintings and in diamonds and in other things, but we forget to see into the value in ourselves. We really are worth a lot. And for some people that don't believe that, I encourage you to really work on creating that belief. I don't think anybody listening here, if I said, hey, would you be interested in taking $500,000 for a leg? Or would you sell maybe a thumb for $5,000? We can't put a price on these things. So why don't we think that we're even more valuable than any of that? We really should. That has a lot to getting to the feeling of how much do we truly deserve it. So let's continue with this. When we say this, how much do we feel I deserve it? What is it? Have you thought about that? What is it? So we need to define what it is. So let's go to the next part. Clearly define what it is. Fill in the blanks there with, or the blank with IT. Clearly define what it is. You know, when you hear somebody say, she deserves it, or she deserves this, or he deserves that, what does that really mean? It may be different for each one of us. How about you? What does it mean for you? When I ask people this, the number one answer I usually get when I ask people, can you clearly define what it is? They'll usually say, well, success. I really deserve it. I deserve to be successful. And I agree with that. Sounds great. But really, friends, that's too vague. What we need to do with this word, we need to go beyond just saying, I deserve to be successful. What is successful to you? When you say you deserve it or should hopefully get to the point of feeling that you deserve it if you don't, what does it mean? Well, let me give you some of the things that I would like to put down for that. If I clearly defined what it is, I would put down things like, I deserve to be happy. I think we're created here to be on earth to be happy people, and we should work toward that. So I think we all should deserve to be happy. Some things that I like to do to define what it is for me is I think I deserve sometimes having a little extra spending money to go do something. Some people feel very guilty when they spend money on themselves. Maybe a massage once in a while. Maybe a little mini vacation. Maybe more time with the kids. Maybe more time by yourself. See, some people feel guilty about doing that. Maybe a spouse who doesn't mentally or physically abuse you. You deserve that too. So there's so many different things that it is. And I think it's just important for us to really individually have a definition of when we ask ourselves this question, how much do I truly feel I deserve it? We need to really know what it means. So let's continue with this. The next statement for us to go with is if you don't feel you deserve it, fill in the blank there with the word deserve. If you don't feel you deserve it, take the time to determine why. W-H-Y. If you don't feel you deserve it, take the time to determine why. This is so important if you fit in this category. Why is this important? Why must it be dealt with? Well, stop and think about it. If we don't deal with this, how are we going to have the ability to really master the art of following through? We're not going to be able to do that. Why? The reason being is we're going to get excited about whatever our specific goal is. We're going to start going along. We're going to feel fun, good, great. We get all that successful feeling. We see the picture. And then as we start doing that, things start to happen. Maybe we start receiving some of these rewards and we start feeling a little uncomfortable. Oh, maybe I don't deserve this. And when we start feeling this way, we subconsciously or sometimes consciously start to sabotage ourselves. And then all that we work toward, we now, in just literally in a matter of minutes, seconds, or days, or weeks, we completely sabotage what we've worked for years because there's something in the back of our minds that said, at this particular level that I'm reaching, I don't deserve it. And instead of admitting that and trying to change it, we just go ahead and sabotage things. That's a sad thing to do. Why might be some reasons of that? Well, maybe in our childhood or upbringing, somebody told us or convinced us that we don't deserve. Maybe our culture, the way we grew up with, the family that we grew up with, we got the feeling or the perception that we individually don't deserve it, however we define deserve it. Some people, what they do is they watch that 5-minute video. Remember we talked about that recently? If we had a video of our entire life, of all the pluses and the negatives, some people can just take a 5-minute video of all the negatives they have, and they just keep watching that. And if we keep watching that mentally, how will we feel that we deserve it? It's going to be very difficult. One of the things that we want to do is also understand how guilt plays in this. For some people, they're just full of guilt. And because they're full of guilt, they cannot see beyond that. And because of that, they don't feel they deserve it. Maybe they did something in their particular lives. You're the person maybe I'm talking to individually. You know if you are. Maybe there's something that you did in your life that was wrong. Okay, let's understand that. It happens. We've all done things like that. But unfortunately, what happens is when we have these feelings of guilt, we also have feelings of worthlessness. But the challenge here is if we don't master this and understand how to change this, we're not going to be able to go forward. So how do we do that? Well, if you fit in this category, one of the things that we need to do, we need to, if we want to master the art of follow through, we need to make amends with ourselves and move on. Let me repeat that. We need to make amends with ourselves and move on. That's interesting because often we can see the need to forgive other people, and we see the importance of doing that. At least I hope we all do. But many times we have a hard time seeing the need to forgive ourselves. Friends, if we don't make amends with ourselves and move on, bottom line is we just won't move on. And we cannot feel happy. We cannot feel fulfilled. We're going to be riddled, if you will, with guilt. And we're going to have a very hard time really feeling fulfilled in our lives. So that's why I thought it would be important to discuss this. Recall earlier, too, I had a statement that I shared with you that said the following. For every belief you act on, you get a result. For every belief you act on, or every thought you act on, you get a result. How does this play into this information? Well, it plays a very important role because if we feel that we don't deserve it and we determine why, most likely the reasons why that we put down, these reasons are going to be what? These reasons are going to be beliefs or thoughts. And what we've been doing to feel that we don't deserve it is we've been rewarding these thoughts. So what we have to do is at least identify them so we can change them. What's interesting now is what we have to do is we have to adopt opposite beliefs or thoughts than what we're adopting now. How do we know what's going to be opposite? Well, let's go to the next one. If you do feel you deserve it, put the word deserve again. If you do feel you deserve it, take the time to determine why. The person who feels they deserve it, success, whatever it is, their thought process, very interesting, is going to be totally opposite than the person who doesn't feel they deserve it. Now, if you know someone, let's say it's yourself, that you feel that you deserve it, and you find somebody that doesn't feel they deserve it, have them do this exercise. And you will see that they're totally 100% opposite of each other. Whatever is left, this one will be right. If this one is up, this one will be down. It's a total 180. What does that tell us? It tells us it's a thought process. So we need to learn on dealing with these thought processes. And if we master this, yes, then we're going to be able to continue to go forward. Now, obviously, we don't have a lot of time to go into each individual reason why somebody may not feel they deserve it and go into how to change all that. But keep in mind, if we don't feel we deserve it, and if we're able to determine why, we're actually determining what the thought process is. And we've been acting on that thought process. We've been rewarding it. So we want to do opposite. What's opposite? If you're not sure, find somebody who does feel they deserve it. And then you'll see the thought process that they have. That's the thought process that we want to adopt. By the way, if you're an individual who's starting to think they deserve it, or feels or believes they already deserve it, that's a good thing to think about. Keep that right in front of your mind, because what that's going to do, that's going to enable you also to keep going forward, because you're going to see the results. And as you see the results from your hard work, when you get those good, fun, exciting results, whatever the reward is, you're going to look at that and say, ah, this is nice. You know, yeah, I do deserve that. And we're not saying this in an arrogant way. Oh, yeah, I deserve this. I got to have that. I deserve that. No, we're not saying it. We're saying it in a very healthy way. Let's continue now, though. Since we've got that figured out, hopefully we got that figured out. It's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? Let's go to the next statement. We're going to fill in the blanks here. How much am I willing to pay the price? Boy, that's a good question. How much am I willing to pay the price? Let's say that I had all of you from all over the world that's on this call right in front of me. I would have hundreds in front of me, and I ask everybody in front of me, show of hands, please, how many of you here are willing to pay the price? Friends, I think you would agree with me that most of us would probably put our hands up and say, yes, I'm willing to pay the price. But stop and think about it. How can we put our hands up and say, yes, I'm willing to pay the price, if we really haven't sat down and determined exactly what the price is that we individually have to pay to get to whatever level it is that we want to get in our lives? Let's go to the next statement. Once you have determined what your goals are, fill in the blank with this next word here. This is going to be interesting. Once you've determined what your goals are, don't fill in the blank with the following word, set, S-E-T. Don't set them yet. One more time. Once you have determined what your goals are, don't set them yet. Why? Too often, we just go at the mouth. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. You know, every time you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to have this, I'm going to do this, whatever, and you don't do it, your brain remembers all that. And what you're doing, you're actually programming yourself. You are programming yourself. If you're the type of person that says, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to attain this, and you never work toward that, your brain's going to say, yeah, uh-huh, mm-hmm, sure, uh-huh, uh-huh. And then one day, you're really going to really be sincere about trying to attain a goal, and your brain's going to say, wait a minute, every time I've heard you say you're going to do this, you never do, so why do you think I'm going to help you out now? Interesting. My point in putting this statement in here, once you've determined what your goals are, don't set them yet, because you may not know exactly what's involved at the time that you think about the goal. Before I personally commit to any goal, I do my homework. If you knew me personally, you might hear in a conversation, I'm thinking about setting this goal, or I'm thinking about making this happen, or I'm thinking about doing this. And the reason I say I'm thinking about it, because I'm still investigating it. What am I investigating? What am I looking for? I'm looking to find out what's involved, how much time, what the price is that I'm going to have to pay. And I may, after all this investigation and getting all these clues together, I may determine, you know what? Nah, not willing to pay the price. Let me give you an example. Years ago, back to my aviation junk again, I wanted to start a flying school. I thought that would be interesting. I really, of course, enjoy teaching, and I thought I might be able to implement some neat ideas and with teaching and also in business. Instead of going gung-ho with the school, I decided I would nibble at it a little bit. Why was I wanting to nibble at it? Because I wanted to see if it was something that I wanted to really do. So I bought an airplane, and I did some instruction in it for a year. Anytime I open a new department to many degrees in my company or have another company, I like to be heavily involved in the ground level so I know what's really going on and I can be more sympathetic with people that are going to replace that position. But anyway, as I was starting to do this, I would bite on a little of it, and I said, you know what? I don't enjoy this. And there were a number of reasons why I didn't want to do this. And then I was able to walk away with it with minimal amount of losses. Even though I set a goal of wanting to have a flight school, did I really set the goal? No, I said this is something I would like to do. Let me try it. After a year or so, if I liked it, then I would say, okay, I'm now setting the goal. I'm going to go gung-ho. Let's go ahead and buy a couple airplanes, et cetera, et cetera. But after the example, after experiencing it, I decided, you know, I want to walk away. So I did. Why? Friends, the next statement tells me this. Page 1, session 9. At the bottom, all that glitters isn't gold. Write that down. Fill in the blanks with glitters and gold. All that glitters isn't gold. The challenge that we have as humans, it's so easy to get excited about our goals, and it's fun too, isn't it? But you know what's going to happen? Murphy's going to show up. You know Murphy, right? What can go wrong will go wrong. So what we have to do is we have to learn to manage this stuff. The point here is every time we work towards setting a goal, usually in the beginning, oh, it looks so nice and so pretty and so great. Everything is just perfect. You see people doing that when they're starting to date, you know. He thinks she's great. She thinks he's great. Everything is great until they're starting to learn each other's habits a little bit. Oh, she does this and he does that and all that glitters isn't gold. Well, we do that with our goals sometimes. We get all excited about our goals, and we should. That's what makes life exciting sometimes, too. But what happens is as we work to those goals, we start getting some of this stuff called reality. And when we get into this reality, we start realizing, well, wait a minute here. This is not all what it was cracked up to be. This is really some challenge here. So the key now is to minimize as much of this as humanly possible. What can we do to minimize the fact that we don't get so excited in the things, and then as we work toward them and invest our time and our money and our blood, sweat, and tears, that we don't get so caught up into the ups and downs and the ups and downs? Here's why we do this. Page 2, session 9, we often set many of our goals entirely based on emotions. Interesting. We often set many of our goals entirely based on emotions, not logic. L-O-G-I-C. We often set many of our goals entirely based on emotions, not logic. Here's the danger. If we get so excited about all these goals, if we don't base some of it on logic, what's going to happen? Sooner or later, logic's going to hit us. It's going to be a week from now, a month from now, 5 months from now, we're going to say, whoa, I didn't even think about this. And then if we're not careful, because we got so wrapped up into it emotionally and not logically, we're going to throw in the, you know it, we're going to throw in the towel. So we often set many of our goals entirely based on emotions, not logic. Let's go to the next statement. We prevent this. We want to know, how do we prevent this? We prevent this from happening by first determining the blank. First determining, put the word price. We prevent this from happening by first determining the price of each of our goals. Good point to think about here. If we know exactly what we're getting into, we'll make decisions based on logic. Now, friends, we all make a lot of decisions based on emotions. Things that we do really are emotions. It's based on feelings. But at the same point, we have to put some logic into the equation, because if we don't, again, we'll get all excited, reality starts sitting in, we start becoming a little bit more logical, and then boom, we throw in the towel. And that's what we have to prevent. When you're talking to people and working with people, if we paint a great picture that's so great and there's no challenges along the way, what do you think is going to happen? People are going to get excited with you, but sooner or later, reality is going to hit. And when reality hits, they weren't ready for such a contrast of things being so great and then things being down at the bottom. When we have such a great contrast from things at the top all the way down to the bottom, emotionally, it can become very, very challenging for some people to handle. And that's why it's dangerous to make all of our decisions based on emotions and not putting logic into the equation. The next statement is, we have to realize that you must give. You must give, fill in the blank there with the word give, G-I-V-E. You must give something up to get something back. Interesting point. You must give something up to get something back. It doesn't matter what it is we want in life, whether it's emotional, spiritual, financial, physical, it doesn't matter what it is we want in life, we have to give something up. If you're working toward a goal or thinking about a goal, realize you must do what? You must give something up. In other words, there is no free lunch. Think about your goals. Have you stopped to think about what it is that you're going to have to give up to get what you want? There's no free lunch. So let's do this. Next statement, look for ways to determine, fill in the blank there with the word determine, look for ways to determine what price you will have to pay to attain your goals. Nice statement here. Look for ways to determine what price you will have to pay to attain your goals. As we're starting to do this, this is called what? This is called the homework. This is called the investigating. This is called collecting the clues. And then when we collect the clues, we'll soon see what we're going to do once we have these clues collected. So let's start with the first thing. One of the things that we could do is, number one, I will have to stretch out of my comfort zone. Fill in the blanks with, I will have to stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. I'll have to stretch out of my comfort zone. Comfort zone. For some people, one of the prices or price they'll have to pay is they'll have to stretch out of their comfort zone. Yeah, they're definitely going to have to give something up to get something back. Now, when we say we have to stretch out of our comfort zone, if this applies to you, you might want to take some time and be more specific. What specifically do you have to do to stretch out of your comfort zone? What are you going to have to do to stretch out of your comfort zone? Maybe whatever your goals are requires talking to people, and you're not really used to that. You're kind of quiet, timid, a little shy. Well, you're going to have to stretch out of your comfort zone now, aren't you? Maybe financially, the goals that you're setting to attain them, you're going to have to invest some money into it. Well, you're not used to doing that. You're going to have to stretch a little bit. What about your time? There's a lot of things that we may have to do to stretch out of comfort zone. I think you've heard the saying before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. If we want different results, we can't do the same thing. We're going to have to do something different, and that's usually going to come by way of stretching out of comfort zone. Let's go to the second thing, number two. Learn new ways of doing things. Maybe for you, you're going to have to learn new ways of doing things. If that is applicable to you, what are some of these new things that you're going to have to learn? New ways of doing things, which also may bring you to the point of also stretching out of your what? Stretching out of your comfort zone. Something to think about. Let's go to the third thing. We may have to adopt new ways of thinking. New ways of thinking. In other words, we might have to change. A lot of people don't like to change the way they think. I heard an illustration. It's like trying to take a cat off a screen on a sliding glass door screen. You know, the screens that are on there? I mean, it's just really hard to pull a cat off of that. And that's what it's like to get people to change sometimes. But if we're going to have to adopt new ways of thinking, we're going to have to what? We're going to have to change. Maybe that's a price that you individually are going to have to adopt. When we stop and think about it, a lot of our goals, especially something new to us, to attain those goals, and we've discussed this earlier, we're going to have to adopt a thought process. We have to have a certain amount of thoughts or thought processes to attain specific goals. So every goal has a thought process or processes that have to be adopted to attain that goal. And if we're not willing to adopt a new way of thinking, then we're not going to be able to attain that goal, then that means we're not willing to pay that price. So if we're not willing to pay the price, are we going to attain the goal? Now, we can talk all we want, but most likely it's not going to happen. Let's go to the next step, number four. Find out, now this is a very, very powerful one, perhaps the most important of all of them. Find out what others, fill in the blank with the word others, find out what others had to do to attain their goals. That is perhaps the best way to determine what price that you're going to have to pay to attain your goals. Find out what others had to do. So how do we do that? Well, we do it quite simply by asking. Ask other people who have attained the goals that you want to attain. Ask them the price they had to pay. Here's what you're not looking for. You don't want the fluff. You don't want to hear all the good stuff because, of course, you're going to want to like that. That's going to be easy. It's the price they had to pay. That's what you want to hear. You want to find out what's it really take to get to this level. What's it really take to make this goal happen? You want to have a heart-to-heart talk with them. What did you really have to do? What's the price you had to pay? And there's a price there that has to be paid. And then as they're telling this information to you, you might want to write down what might be applicable to you. So if they say, well, I had to do this, this, and that, and as you're listening to them, you're thinking, you know what? It looks like I'm going to have to do the same exact thing. And maybe you could get some advice from them, and they're going to tell you, and beyond a shadow of a doubt, you believe them. They're going to say, you're going to have to do this also. This has to be done, and this has to be done. And you're hearing from a lot of people who have attained the goals that you're attaining. You're hearing them say the exact same things. What does that tell you that you're going to have to do? You're going to probably have to do the what? The exact same thing. Very, very important. Find out what other people had to do to attain their goals. You're looking for the price, the tough stuff, not the fun and the glitz and the glamour. You're looking for the tough stuff. For the other blank segments there, 5, 6, 7, and 8, look for other things, other ways to determine what price you'll have to pay to attain your goals. Maybe you can come up with some other things. Now let's go back a little bit to the fourth thing that we talked about. Find out what others had to do to attain their goals. We have this all written down, let's say. We've written down what we think we're going to have to pay, the price. So what do we do next? Let's go to the next segment. Next, write down the price that you personally think that you're going to have to pay to be able to attain your goals. So we just talked about that. Let's put that here in writing. Fill in the blanks. Next, write down the price that you personally think that you're going to have to pay to be able to attain your goals. We do that. We've got it all written down. Here are my goals. I've determined here's the price I'm going to have to pay. I'm going to have to wake up a little earlier, go to bed a little later. I'm going to have to do some studying. I'm going to have to do some learning. I'm going to have to invest some time, some money. Whatever it is, we've got it written down. We've got to now ask ourselves a question. The last statement you have here on page 2. Once you have determined this, ask yourself, am I willing to pay the price? Fill in the blanks with pay the price again. Once you have determined this, ask yourself, am I willing to pay the price? What's the answer? Well, if the answer is yes, then fine. Understand that you have to pay a price. And I will promise you this. Whatever the price is that you have written down that you're going to have to pay, you're probably going to want to add another 10 or 15% more pain on top of that, because Murphy's going to be back there again. What can go wrong will go wrong. It's going to happen. Let's put a twist on this. Let's say that you look at all this information and you see the price that you're going to have to pay. And as you look at all this information you write down, could it be possible, or would it be okay or acceptable for you to say, no, I'm not willing to pay the price? Well, the answer is yes. No is acceptable. So it's okay to say, no, I'm not willing to pay the price. My next question to you might be, does it mean then that I don't work toward the goal? Absolutely not. It does not mean that. What does it mean? It means that we may need to make some adjustments. Here's an example. Let us say that one of your goals, we'll go to a financial goal again. Let's say one of your goals is to make a six-figure income in the next 12 months. And you write down the price that's got to be paid. And you find out one of the prices that you're going to have to pay to attain this goal is that you're going to have to spend an extra 20 to 30 hours a week away from your family. I'm just making that up. Let's just say. And you look at that price and you say, you know what, I'm not willing to pay that price. So does it mean that we just throw away the goal? No, not necessarily. Remember what the goal was. The goal was to create a six-figure income in 12 months. What's wrong with saying, okay, I'm not willing to pay this price of staying away from my family an extra 20 or 30 hours. Could we possibly attain this goal in 18 months? Just stretch it out 6 more months. And now, instead of being away from my family or whatever it is for 20 or 30 hours, maybe now it's only going to be 5 hours, and I think I'm willing to do that. Ah, how about that? We've just made some adjustments, and we've just stretched things a little bit. It's okay to do that. A lot of times, because we get so wrapped up into the emotions, we don't look at things logically like this. And if we don't look at things logically like this, it's going to get us. There's no question about it. It's going to get us. And what's going to happen is, I would rather a person look at me and say, you know what? I don't think I want to pay the price to attain this goal in 12 months. I would rather a person say that and then also say, I think I'm going to shoot to do this in 18 months. I would rather them say that than fool themselves into thinking they're going to be able to do it in 12 months when the price is really too high, and then in a few months later on, there's a lot of family problems, there's this problem, there's that problem, they think it's not even worth it anyway, and we lose the person, they quit, and we're done. We don't see them again. Make sense? And that's the advantage of setting our goals based on logic instead of purely on emotion. Again, yes, emotion is important. A lot of our goals are based on that, but don't base our entire goals strictly on emotions. So that's the twist that I wanted to throw at you, because a lot of people will not throw a twist, I don't think, like this. And I think it's important to understand that no is acceptable. There's some times that you may not want to pay this particular price. It doesn't mean you have to throw the idea of setting the goal away. It just means we can make some adjustments. And I think we have to focus on that, because a lot of times we can disappoint ourselves thinking, well, so-and-so made this happen at a such-and-such time, and this person did it, and that person did it. Well, good for them. Good for them. Maybe it's not right for you. Everybody's circumstances is different. And if everybody's circumstances are different, because they really are, you're going to have to do things one way while another person does it another way. If they can do it in 6 months, great. If you find that because of your situation, your family, your upbringing, your whatever, your finances, you're not able to do that in 6 months, it's going to have to be 8 or 9, fine. At least you're what? At least you're doing it. That's the bottom line. At least you're doing it. And if you don't do it this way, You're going to burn out. And if you don't burn out, what's going to happen is you're really not going to enjoy the whole process because logic is starting to take over. And sooner or later, you may throw in the towel. So this is good information, I feel, not just for ourselves, but it's information that we can share with other people too, because it is really quite beneficial. And that's the difference between basing our goals not just on emotions, but putting logic in it. All right, let's do a quick review. Time really goes fast when we're having fun. Hopefully you are. How much do I deserve it? How much do I feel I deserve it? Hopefully we really do feel that we deserve it, because why are we here? We're really here to be happy. I mean, what good is life if we're not enjoying it, if we're not feeling fulfilled? So we really want to work on that if we don't feel that we deserve it. Again, what is it? Everybody has their own definition, but I think it's really important for us to specifically know what our each individual definition of it is. We want to make sure that we're willing to pay the price. Remember, it's so quick to get people to say, yes, I'm willing to pay the price. You ought to give it a try sometime. You know, you talk to somebody, you're having a conversation with somebody about their goals, and you just nonchalantly ask them, hey, are you willing to pay the price? If I was a betting man, I would bet if you asked 100 people that, you're probably going to get all 100 of them to say, oh, yeah, I'm willing to pay the price. And then you take all those 100 people and you ask each one of them individually after they say, yeah, I'm willing to pay the price. You ask them to do me a favor. Hey, tell me what's the price you're going to have to pay. And they'll stammer and stammer and stutter. They won't have a good answer. And if they do, they'll only have two or three things. And if you have more experience than they do, you're going to find out it's going to be a lot more than two or three things, two or three items, if you will, that they're going to have to pay for with regards to being able to be willing to pay the price. Remember, don't get wrapped up in the emotions. We don't want to just have a goal and set it right away. We want to think about, here's a specific goal that I want to set. I would like to set this. Let me determine what the price is. Let's do some investigation here. What am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to do this. Okay, I like all this. It all works. Yes, I'm ready to set that goal. Let's work on it. And then remember, again, watch out. Watch out for setting your goals is strictly based on emotions. Put some of that logic in there. The greatest way to do that is to find other people who have attained similar goals that we're working on and determine what the price is that they had to pay and see if some of that price is what you're going to have to pay as well. So hopefully I've given you something to think about tonight in session 9.